Ready for bed, son? Almost, Dad. But I need your help with something first. What did you need help with? Can you read Mom's poem to me again this year?
I'd be happy to. Go ahead and get in bed.
Okay, Dad. Ready.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the shrine, not a creature was stirring, not one porcupine. The stockings were hung by the fire so bright, in hope Santa would visit on this wintry night. Our quills are quite toasty while snug in our beds. We all await Christmas while dreams fill our heads. Dad's in his room as I lay in mine. As I drift off to sleep, I know I'll be fine. I awoke with a start as I heard a noise rise, and jumped from my bed in shock and surprise. Quick to my window my paws they did scurry, pulled open the curtains in a very quick hurry. The moon had shone brightly on the fallen white snow, and it gave our front lawn a beautiful glow. I stared outside curiously with no words to say, when I then saw the reindeer pulling the sleigh. As he drove along, he was making no flaws. It had to be him, that dear Santa Claus. As he stopped on the snow, he looked very tame, and called out to his reindeer, each one by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, and all of the rest, we've gifts to deliver. We must do our best. Leap over the fences, fly over the trees. Now faster, go faster, as quick as the breeze. It's very amusing as I watch him fly. With a quick running start, he's up in the sky. Not long did they stay, to my rooftop they flew, with that large toy-filled sleigh, and St. Nicholas, too. And that's when I heard it, on top of my home. The sleigh bells were ringing, as the reindeer did roam. I followed the noises, and went down the hall, until down the chimney, I then saw him fall. Dressed in beautiful fur, from his head to his tail, his clothes were all covered in white snow and hail. A bag full of toys were tightly in paw. It was simply amazing, that image I saw. His eyes sparkled merrily, watching him grin. His face was just glowing with joy from within. His whiskers were bushy, surrounding his head. It made him look much like a snowman instead. Inside of his muzzle, a small candy cane. The lion looked cheerful, from his feet to his mane. A rather large belly and a well-rounded face. I couldn't help smiling as he wandered my place. That large, pudgy feline looked so full of glee. I laughed as I watched him then walk to the tree. He gave me a wink, and then turned his head. I knew I was safe, though nothing was said. Not a word spoken, while he went through his pack. He filled up the stockings, then turned to walk back. Then putting a finger alongside his muzzle, he rose back up the chimney, though how was a puzzle. Back to his sleigh he quickly did drift, and away they all flew, being quite swift. The last thing I heard, as he drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night. How was that, Bobby? Good night, son. And Merry Christmas.